This is Business by the Bay, here to discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions. Your host, Ajay Sani.
Good afternoon and welcome everyone to Business by the Bay, where we talk to successful business leaders and discuss various challenges businesses face and possible solutions. I am Ajay Sani and today's show is sponsored by Payroll Vault. Payroll Vault fully handles the payroll tasks and take over complex payroll activities from business owners. For details, please call Payroll Vault at 925-273-7020 or you may visit the website payrollvault.com/172. payrollvault.com/172. Today, I'm very excited to be with JJ Osterman in the studio. He's a Bay Area native from Morago, and he is also a partner account manager for Human Interest in the East Bay. So good afternoon, JJ. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing good, and thank you for having me, Jay, and Payroll Vault. Happy to be here.
It's my pleasure, JJ. So when it comes to retirement plans, it's kind of very interesting, especially for small business owners after June of 2022, because California state requires employers with five or more employees to offer any kind of a, you know, basically some kind of a retirement plan. And it's no longer a choice for small business owners, and if they don't comply and enroll in any retirement plan, what are the repercussions?
You're very right, and I'm sure all the small business owners out there have gotten plenty of calls and notices from the state and providers that now's the time to sign up. So you're right, California in June 2022 said you're a small business and you have five W-2 full or part-time employees. You have a couple of options, but you have to take action. Now, if you don't want to offer a retirement plan, you don't want to sign up with the state plan, you don't want to do anything, that's fine, but California says we will be fining you, especially starting next year. They've given business owners a little bit of a grace period to vet their options, you know, see what's best for them, and then decide to do something. So in short, the repercussions are fines from California. And I would also say that your competition, you know, whatever industry that you're in, they are starting to offer retirement options. And most of the young workforce, I myself am 30, I look for employers that offer retirement plan and benefits and things like that. So it helps you, you know, stay ahead of the competition and avoid fines from California.
And I think, JJ, you made a very good point that it's up to us the way we want to look at. We can look at, okay, hey, I mean, this is now a pain. We need to offer a plan and there is a little bit of cost associated or whatever it is. And I have to do a task, an extra task, which I was not doing prior to June of 2022. That could be one way of looking at kind of, oh, this is a pain. On the other hand, we can see it as a great positive option to attract people, to attract employees, and also make them stick in the sense that once we offer a plan, there can be various permutations and combinations where employees, if they stay, they stay longer, they get something for their retirement. And also there can be scenarios where employers are matching. So in a way, it could also be used as a retention tool and also attract the employees rather than just thinking that, okay, oh, now I have a cost, right? So it's kind of a, it can be viewed, or it should be viewed also as a positive development for the employer in that sense, rather than just seeing it as a cost or something. If I don't do it, I'll get fined, which, yeah, the employers would be, but why not use it as a tool to attract the right talent?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of positives and negatives associated with offering a retirement plan. I know from a business owner's standpoint, especially since COVID, adding another cost does not sound like any fun. Adding more administration, you know, no matter what the benefits. So I can understand business owners a little irritated with California saying you have to do this. But since it is a requirement and everyone else is getting on board in some fashion, it's good to take a look at the landscape and see, okay, well, I have to do this. What should I do? What's best for me?
Right.
And there's a lot of different options.
So talking about options, JJ, you know, there is always a default choice of state, right? CalSAVERS, you can go with that default choice. And that could be an option if the business owner doesn't want to look at anything else, right? But the question is that the best option for employers in terms of flexibility and all that? Or if one say, let's go by the default choice of CalSAVERS, what are the potential challenges the business owner may face once they select CalSAVERS?
Certainly from a cost perspective, CalSAVERS seems to be the best option. It is free. It does not cost the business owner anything in terms of money. So to business owners, I can see that being very attractive. Hey, I don't have to spend any money, and I can stay compliant with the California law. But as business owners, they're hardworking individuals, know, you know, there's nothing free in life, and there's always a catch.
Yeah.
So if you do decide to go the CalSAVERS route, it's a state SEP IRA. So a few funds here and there to help your employees' money grow, and it is free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cost is not monetary, but it is time, you know, hassle, and you know, potential liability that you're open to. So administering the plan, you know, doing all that's involved in that, each payroll period, the distributions, if you're, you know, your employers are automatic, employees are automatically enrolled, you need to make sure they unenroll if they don't want to be part of it. There's just a lot of things on the shoulders of the owner or their staff that are doing it. And you know, that's a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
It can get complicated, very tedious, a lot of manual work. So essentially, on the one hand, you have a free plan, but you are doing it. It's on your shoulders to make sure it's done on time, correctly. And if you don't do it correctly, those same fines for not signing up are also in play. If you're not doing the administration to a perfect T, to a perfect cent, there are fines that'll open up to you. And that's for the life of the business. If you have CalSAVERS for the next 20 years, you're going to be doing that administration for the next 20 years.
Right.
It's, you know, to do it perfectly, I would say a very small percentage do it perfectly. It's a lot of time, a lot of hassle. So exactly what business owners didn't want, you know, having to do more things.
Right.
That's what you have to do for CalSAVERS. So you're not paying for it, but you are administering it. And it can be quite a hassle.
Right. Because I think there can be various issues that can come with it. For example, the documentation-wise, there may be a business has, like, say, let's take a very simple case, has 10 employees. And out of those 10, say, 7 decide not to opt in for the plan. Then there should be documentation for those 7 people that they decided not to opt in. And then after that, at a regular interval, you know better, probably a year or whatever, they need to again get that into writing that they are not interested in enrolling that plan, and that documentation should be kept. And if you slip on that and there is no proof to say that, well, this person didn't opt in, it could be considered that this person was not offered or something, so it can be an issue. And then the other thing, I guess I would say, isn't it like also the deductions and everything, then in a timely manner, they should be going from the account, from the employer's account when they are running the payroll, that this amount should be transferred. And if there is something that goes wrong, it could again be, end of the day, the buck stops with the employer, right?
That's correct. So maybe a more tangible example.
Uh-huh.
If you have a business with 10 employees and you sign up for CalSAVERS, all of them are automatically enrolled, and it's on the employee to go on the website and opt out. And for you to update the system, and that'll be reported to the state on your DE-9 payroll. And as long as that's done perfectly, everyone's doing their job, you know, employees, employer, and you're doing that perfectly, then you're fine. You're doing a free plan, not really, you know, choosing great funds to grow the money. It's trying to just to stay compliant. But if you slip up, you know, those fines can start coming in. And, you know, California has a very a clear window into your payroll data. And, you know, if you're prepared to, or you or your staff are prepared to do all that administration, to be very methodical with it, then, yeah, you'll save on money. But you will certainly not be saving on time and hassle in any sense. It's very much manual, time-heavy, and, again, if there's any error, you know, it's just going to be a hornet's nest. But
if you
have no problem doing that, you and your bookkeeper, your CPA and everyone, it's, you know, then you'll save on money. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense. And it also comes down to what type of business owner we are. If we are from a sort of some of those industries where, like, if I have a financial firm or a, like, you know, bookkeeping firm and are involved in some of those things, payroll, all those kind of things, then maybe it's relatively easier to look into those. There will still be time that the employer or the employee of the employer would be spending on, but at least it's like it's not Latin or Greek in terms of what needs to be done. But if we are from an industry where we are not actually really into these kind of documentation compliance related roles, and we are a small business owner and we are extremely busy, then it becomes even more of a challenge, because then it's not our home turf. We are busy out in the field doing what we love to do, and then here it is, the documentation, compliance, and all that we need to take care of.
Yeah, so as a business owner, stay in a restaurant, we know what you want. You want something free or very cheap, mm-hmm. and you want it taken care of in the background. You don't want to have to do anything.
Right.
Again, for the state plan, can't have it both ways. You'll have it free, but you need to be very on top of the administration. But there is, you know, another route, and that's when you do pay for a plan. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great providers out there.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Human Interest and I being one of them.
Right.
And when you pay for us, we can obviously charge you money, mm-hmm. but also take almost all that administration off your shoulders. It's running in the background. You're doing your job as a restaurant owner, for example.
Uh-huh.
And we're making sure everything's done perfectly, and just you and your staff aren't going to have to do anything.
Got
it. It's really that trade-off, and I'm sure we're gravitating towards that. We'll get into it here.
Right. So talking about options, right? So if there are, like, you know, different players out there who are helping business owners, there are quite a few options, as with any other sort of a need in the market. So how should a business owner look into, like, okay, there are quite a few options. What will be a right fit for me? How do we pick that?
Yeah, I mean, again, it will come down to spending a little bit of time mm-hmm. looking at certain things. I'd obviously do your own research very briefly and say, you know, small business 401k plans. What's good for me?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can choose a few providers online and ask for a meeting. But really, it comes down to sitting down for 20 minutes with each of them, hearing what they have to say. We all want your business and hope mm-hmm. that we're a good fit.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, one good place to start is for people who already have a plan, a little different from people who want to start one, is people who have a plan already. The Department of Labor recommends every 3 years you do something called request for proposal. And that's just saying, hey, can you show me what you got?
Mm-hmm.
Just go into a different provider. So even if you're a new business starting a new plan, it's good to go out there, maybe choose 3 options that you like.
Okay.
See what they're made of, and then, you know, weigh that against the state plan. But I'd say, you know, the feedback I've gotten from small business owners, their bookkeepers, their CPAs, it tends to be everyone's willing to pay for a private plan that can service them better versus, you know, the owner and their staff having to do all of the administration with the state plan. Because at the end of the day, private providers like us,
mm-hmm.
we're built for small business owners. We want to see you and your employees' money grow.
Uh-huh.
We want to take away hassle from you. But we also charge. The state really is not looking to do that. That's not their main mission.
Uh-huh.
You know, they passed a law and this is what they have to do, and it gives them a good window into your payroll. They're not really built
right
to give a small business a good retirement plan. There are companies like Human Interest that's their primary goal. That's their only goal,
mm-hmm.
is to make it easy, affordable, the money grow in a healthy way, and to overall for the employees and employer to have a good experience for not too much money.
Right. And talking about money, isn't it like there is some kind of a tax credit for the first 3 years?
Mm-hmm. I always think this is a really interesting dynamic, and definitely something every small business owner should know if they're starting a new plan. So if you're starting a new plan, the state government is forcing you to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And forcing. You have to make a decision, and that, you know, that's stressful, and it's going to possibly hurt your cash flow. But what the federal government is doing on the one other hand is they're looking at all these states passing legislation, writing legislation about mandated retirement plans, and they said, okay, these small businesses have struggled over the last several years. We're going to offer them a tax credit that's going to help pay for new plans. And in December of last year, they doubled the tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you're kind of in the sweet spot of employees, 8 to 50, there's, you know, up to 100% of mm-hmm. a private provider's costs will be paid for by the federal government. So on the one hand, you have the state government saying you have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Federal government, on the other hand, says, if you go with a private provider, we're going to help you pay because we understand this is a cost, and we understand you're struggling in these times. So if people look at a private plan, always know if you're starting a new plan, mm-hmm. there's a lot of financial help from the federal government for that.
This is very interesting information because essentially for eligible employers, the first 3 years can potentially be free and still have a private provider do all the work and everything gets like into the system in a very settled way, right? And the other question I have is when it comes to the state plans, say for example CalSAVERS and the private plans, isn't it there's also a difference in terms of flexibility in options, things like, you know, Roth IRA or employer contribution and the flexibility for investments. So maybe you can explain how human interest is helping the employers and what are the potential benefits for the employers to go with a company like Human Interest.
Yeah, so if you chose the state plan that's free, again, they're not heavily invested in offering a multitude of investments to see the money grow. There's a very small handful of basic funds. And again, signing up for the state plan is just to, you know, have it be free and to get, you know, the compliance issue off your back. Now, if you went with a Human Interest, for example, we have, you know, a whole team that's handpicked, a multitude of funds. If you have a financial advisor on your plan, you know, they have options of thousands. And it's really a robust option that's really built for the purpose of growing the money. We don't want to see, you know, a couple basic funds here and it's going to, you know, grow a little bit here and there. No, we really want to see that money grow well. We have advisors constantly looking at the market, seeing what we can add, maybe things we can take away. But a lot of our financial advisor partners have asked for, you know, options in that arena, and we've heard their feedback. And you know, we have just countless funds available for people that want to get more intricate with their money. But if they just want to have it, you know, our basic lineup,
mm-hmm.
We do have a lot of high-performing, low-cost funds. And again, if you're going to pay for a private provider, they're going to bring more quality to the table. But, you know, those details are all available on a meeting for a business owner and their advisor if they want to include it too.
Got it. Because with the CalSAVERS, there is no option for the employer to contribute, right? It's all employee contribution, right?
I'm actually not entirely sure.
Okay.
But I do know that, yes, there are far less flexible options. You know, when it comes to a 401k plan, for example,
mm-hmm.
there's many different options depending on what the business wants and
right.
needs. And, you know, the high income earners on the owner level or the higher levels of the business. So mm-hmm. if you want the basic bottom line
right.
state plan, if you want a lot more
flexibility.
Options. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And also, I would say that when some employers are worried about the cost, you already mentioned that the administration fee can potentially be back with the employers for the first 3 years in the form of the tax credit that's coming from the federal government. But also, when it comes to the plans itself, there could be something called like no additional cost in terms of employer can just come up with a plan that is, say, zero contribution. So the employer is not contributing. That could be one option that, okay, employees are the ones who are putting in the money. Or if the employer is interested in offering a match, and that match could be anything like 1%, 2%, 3%, 5%, whatever the employer wants to match. In that situation, the employer can also get more flexibility by offering that, okay, there is a vesting period. If you will stay, for example, a period of 1 year or whatever that duration is, then the employer money would go to the employer's kind of, that. Then it will become the employee's money. But if they don't stay, say they start the program and then they leave in 6 months or so, then that money doesn't go to the employee. So that flexibility also can come with a private plan like Human Interests, right?
Yes, very true. So SEP IRAs and simple IRAs, you have to match your employee's money. So your employee puts in money, your company has to offer them money in a match, you know, several percentage points.
Right.
The flexibility with the 401k is, like you said, you don't have to match immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to match at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the employee's just putting in their money. It's growing. Your company doesn't have to pay for a percentage of that. Now, the vesting period you mentioned is, you know, I hire somebody. I want to see them stick around and contribute to the company and be there for a solid 365 days. And when that 365 days comes up, we automatically send them an email and says, hey, you're ready to sign up for a 401k through your company.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a sign-up page. They spend about 5-10 minutes and they're done. Uh-huh. But that does give the employer flexibility to, you know, save on costs for a bit and see if their employee can, you know, stay with the business and work well and contribute well. And then they can start offering an employee match. And once that happens, the employee absolutely, you know, loves to stick around. I myself, Human Interest, obviously we have our own 401k there and employee match. It's nice to see. It's nice to see you put in money every pay period and to see the company match and give you money for saving. You know, it's an incentive to save. And I feel like my company really cares about me. So again, flexibility for the employer to do it when they want. And then if you do start to offer the match, it really shows your employee that you care about them and they want to stick around.
Exactly. And then also it's a good feeling on both ends. Like what you just mentioned, you feel that your employer cares about you. So you get that nice feeling. And at the same time, from an employer point of view also, especially for small business owners, when they are very, very working very closely, at times they are like, you know, one small building or an office, there are like, you know, 10, 15 people working together. So it almost becomes like, you know, an extended family because you're spending so much time together. You want your good employees to feel good and you want to share the value that is being generated. And in that case, a small business owner is able to do that with employees who are there for a longer period. And then if there are some employees who are just there for a short duration and they want to try it out or whatever, it doesn't work out, or what they don't feel like that's the right company, or they want to move on to something else. In that case, the employer doesn't have to spend money on those employees who are really not invested in that organization. So it's like you're using that money for the people you want to, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, if you are offering a 401k, immediately it's a sign of legitimacy. It's like, wow, this company is offering a 401k. That's impressive.
Right.
You know, obviously the higher end companies in the economy offer a 401k. And when you're a small business, you know, obviously smaller in the market, when you do offer it, it can go a long way. And, you know, your competitors may not offer that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of small businesses are looking for quality talent.
Mm-hmm.
This is one way to attract them and get them to stay. And just to add on, if a business were to offer a match, for example, the federal tax credit also offers, you know, relief for the employee match.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to match your employee's money, I believe they pay up to $1,000 for that employee match, and then you start paying. But if you were to start a new plan and immediately start offering a match for your employees, that'll also be helped with the federal tax credit. So, and there's a lot of help out there. Financial help from the federal government, and you're really going to get ahead of the market if you offer a 401k and a match. It's a big deal.
Right, right. Because employees, like the good talent, they go and they always ask during the interview phase that, okay, are you offering any type of benefits?
Mm-hmm.
And then if the employer is offering, then it becomes like another thing to add on that, okay, hey, we offer a retirement plan, we offer 401k, and we offer this match. So it gives them, the hiring managers, they get more to offer for the potential talent that they are looking for.
Yeah, and I'll just put myself in the shoes of an employee looking for a company, vetting a company, and thinking about accepting employment. If I saw the state plan and a SEP IRA, it wouldn't really be anything that impressive, and the sign-up process would be, it'd be, you know, a state website, and it's really nothing to write home about. It's not a huge benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
Right.
But say with us, If you were to sign up with us, it's extremely easy. It's very high tech. We are a technology company, a software company specializing in 401k. And I've spoken to employees on the ground that have signed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely easy, straightforward, and you know, you get to be able to check your money on a platform that's very accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of fun for them, you know, some younger employees starting out to see a 401k, to see their money grow and to know that they're saving. You know,
right.
It's comforting to know that you'll exit retirement with a decent amount of change in your pocket. And we all know the, you know, law of exponential growth. It's better to start sooner than later. So when you're an employee and you see an employer offering a 401k, it's impressive.
Yeah.
And it's a way for that employee to take care of their future. And again, that's how the employer can show, hey, I care about my employees. I want to see them save. And we offer this really easy to use, fun to use solution versus, you know, estate plan just to have it over and done with and to get the state off my back. You know, there's a lot more benefits to offering a private plan like ours.
Got it. Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. So, JJ, you interact a lot with local business owners in the area, and you see all types of businesses and business owners. You see the successful ones. You see the ones that maybe not doing that good. They're struggling a little bit because of various reasons. The environment at times can be tough. You're trying to get a loan these days. The interest rates are high and so forth. So if you have to share any success, like mantra or like, you know, any suggestion that you would like to give to business owners based on what you see, what would you say?
Well, being 30 years old and never owning a business myself, I'm not sure if my advice will go a long way, but
I'm talking about your experience because you interact a lot with the business owners,
definitely.
Right?
I've had my own feedback I wish I could tell them. But I do see a lot of business owners getting hounded by private providers, whether that's payroll, benefits. It's just different areas that are necessary for business, including retirement. Your phone's ringing off the hook. You have people calling you, asking for your business all the time. I would say, you know, for some of the younger businesses, the smaller ones starting out, I would definitely be very open-minded and open-eared when meeting with these providers, because there is a good fit out there for you. Mm-hmm. There is something that's going to help you where you're at now. And a lot of people I see sign up for things, whether that's, again, payroll, banking, benefits, retirement, they kind of go with something quick just to be over and done with. Okay, sure, I'll just sign this up. And then they run into problems because it's not the right fit.
Right.
So if I were a business owner and all these different providers wanted to earn my business, I would give them my time. I would give them, I'd say, you have 20 minutes and you have my ears. And, you know, after this, I will contact you.
Mm-hmm.
No need to call me back. But if someone's asking for a meeting, asking for your time, I would set aside that time and really give them a good look and maybe find your top three and make a choice.
Right.
But that's kind of what we invite people to do with Human Interest, is we love to be that one of those options, you know, provide good information,
answer
your questions. But I would never make hasty decisions or throw people off. I'd hear them out, even though it's a little bit annoying and time consuming.
Got it. I think the main message I'm hearing is that don't take any decision in a jiffy and try to analyze and see, meet with few and make a right choice so that down the line you are not sort of getting into unnecessary time-consuming challenges and feel that, okay, hey, I didn't make a choice. So when there are choices, listen and then pick the right one based on what kind of input you are getting and the trust that you can develop with some of the people that, okay, they are walking the talk, basically. Mm-hmm.
And if someone asked for a meeting, I would always say, yeah, call me in 2 months. I could take a meeting in 2 months.
Right.
And they won't be calling me back in between then. They'll just be patiently waiting.
Yeah.
We have that meeting, and then I can tell them maybe, yes, no.
Right.
Whatever it is. But I do feel bad for some of the business owners, all the calls they get.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's a lot of good options out there.
Right.
A lot of innovations.
So we are like, you know, pretty much at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to reach out to you, what's the best way to contact you, JJ?
Well, I would certainly say go through my great partner, Ajay, at Payroll Vault. You know, if you also want to look at payroll, But I do have my cell phone number. It's always available. I'm a single guy, and I'm very readily available by cell phone. So would you like me to provide it here? My cell phone is 925, you know, East Bay area code, 925-257-3957. Call or text is fine. And my email is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, dot Osterman, O-S-T-E-R-M-A-N, at humaninterest.com. Email, phone, or fine. I would love to hear from anyone who would love to check out a great 401k provider.
Excellent, JJ. It was really a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me. It's been awesome.
So, listeners, thank you for joining us on Business by the Bay today. The show was brought to you by Payroll Vault, and we'll be back next week. Until then, take care and have a wonderful weekend.
Business by the Bay with your host, Ajay Sani. Join us next time as we discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions.